Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Speak to the whole idea of excess and how to really simplify to a point that it's an offering to God and it brings freedom to our own souls.
Well, it really comes down to this attitude that you fight this constant battle between contentment and craving. I don't advocate that people sell everything that they have and move out into the woods and churn their own butter and, you know, and live some kind of pioneer lifestyle. But rather, just don't be consumed by the stuff that you have. You got a great smartphone. Just because another generation of it comes out doesn't mean you have to go stand in line for 4 hours to get the next one. And it's certainly, as a father to two sons, and Andrew is 20 and Chris is 18, it's something that we have had to constantly work on in our own family life, because there's always a new gaming console, there's always a new widget, there's always a new thing. And so simple living is this idea that I can be utterly and totally content with what God gives me. And I don't have to lust after what somebody else has. I don't have to crave after what the neighbor has. I can just simply be overtaken by the fact that God has provided for me. And so we free our lives, as it says in Hebrews 13, from the love of money. We are satisfied in what we have because God will never forsake us.
And you wrote this: we have a loving and giving God. We should not be a sedentary and stingy people. Oh, my goodness, I love that. Say more if you would.
Well, I think that out of the contentment that we have, it breeds a generosity. The people of God should be the most generous people in the world. Believers ought to be contributors and participants in the lives of their friends and of their neighbors. Giving should never feel like it's an imposition into our lives, but that it is an opportunity for us to become more like Jesus. And so the whole idea that every time the pastor preaches on stewardship, it's because we're behind budget. Every time we need to sit down with our checkbook, it's because we need to discipline ourselves and we need to, you know, really ratchet things up. As Christians, it's like, it should be like a game to us. It should be a race to us as to how can I outgive, you know, the pace at which God is giving me. And so when I am willing to live with contentment and simplicity, then giving just becomes very second nature because Christ is so alive inside of me.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.